The display zoomed out as T3 adjusted the Hawk's scanners to pan rapidly back and forth across the snow. A few seconds later, they zoomed in again. "Perfect," Revan said with a smile. "Nice work, T3.
That's not a landing strip," Candorous cautioned. "It's a giant snowdrift."
"With the landing gear shot, we're going to need something to cushion the blow when we hit the ground."
"You really think this'll work?"
"Sure," Revan replied. "But you'd better strap yourself in just in case." Candorous scrambled to lock in his safety belt as Revan sent the Hawk into its descent. T3 scooted across the cockpit to the metal braces anchored to the floor and locked his wheels in with a metallic thunk. Fighting wind and gravity, Revan struggled to keep the damaged ship level as he took it down. Seconds before they touched ground, a blast of wind grabbed the Ebon Hawk and pitched it hard to starboard. Revan jammed the stick to port, desperately trying to keep the ship from flipping over. It slammed into the snowbank at a 45-degree angle, carving a 50-meter-long trench in the powder before finally coming to rest. Looking through the small cockpit window, Revan could see nothing but blue-white flakes. The entire front half of the ship was buried in the drift. But the sensors indicated that, apart from the already damaged landing gear, the Hawk had survived relatively unscathed. More important, so had its passengers. Revan carefully unbuckled his safety belt, knowing he would have bruises where the straps had dug into him during the collision. Beside him, Candorous was doing the same. T3 simply unlocked his wheels from the braces and rolled free.
"I guess sometimes it's not so bad being a droid,"
Candorous groaned as he stood up, rubbing his right shoulder with his left hand. "You mean like when you're marching through a blizzard?" Revan asked. "This snowdrift's at least 5 kilometers from the campsite." Candorous only grunted in reply. While the big Mandalorian gathered the gear and supplies for their trek from the cargo hold, Revan and T3 ran diagnostics on the Hawk to determine the full extent of the damage. "Doesn't look too bad," Revan commented when they were done. "Think you can fix it up while we head off to the camp?" T3 beeped twice. "It's going to be hard for you to keep up out there in the snow," Revan reminded him. "Besides, someone has to stay and guard the ship." The astromech reluctantly whistled his consent. "You get started on repairs. I'll go give Candorous a hand." It took them almost an hour before they were ready to venture out into the frigid wasteland. They were bundled up head to toe in thick winter garb, snow pants, hooded jackets, scarves, goggles, heavy boots, and fur-lined gloves, all of it white to provide camouflage in case they ran into trouble. Candorous had armed himself with a heavy repeating blaster carbine. He offered a similar weapon to Revan, but the Jedi shook his head.
"You don't want to be swinging that lightsaber around when we get to the camp," Candorous said. "Jedi aren't too popular out here."
Revan frowned, then nodded. He knew Candorous had a point, but he didn't relish the idea of lugging the massive gun along. He picked up a pair of blaster pistols. "I'll get by with these," he said, sliding them into the straps on either hip.
"Suit yourself,"
Candorous said with a shrug. Then he added,
"When we get to the camp, let me do the talking. Remember, these are my people."
"I can live with that," Revan said, hitting the switch to lower the cargo hold's loading ramp. "But if we're going to get there before dark, we'd better get moving."